Lively Stones Meditations, Thursday, 25th November 2021. Perfecting Holiness. Tuesday Gathering, 23rd November 2021. Therefore, come out from among men and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 to chapter 7, verse 1. This Tuesday's gathering was beautiful in its simplicity and looking to the Lord for his guidance and covering. Prayer was more intercessory, perhaps, on behalf of others than we have seen recently. And we who were there were much encouraged by the moving of the Holy Spirit in the midst of us, and realizing that in turning to him, either individually or gathered in the fear of God, holiness is being perfected in us. The challenge is always to hold on to the gains made and walk in them. There is not too much to be expanded upon other than looking at the scripture readings that his presence guided us to consider, and in particularly Revelation 18, verses 4 to 8, reproduced in our end piece below. But we also looked at Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 26, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 to 9. We sang songs such as, "O the blood of Jesus, there is power in the blood, I will magnify your name. For all that I have, I will thank you. In him we live. Rock of ages, you are faithful and true, and we bow down and confess." Perhaps most meaningful from our meeting, outside of many prayers for healing, was this Oswald Chambers reading from My Utmost for His Highest. What we must beware of is not damage to our belief in God, but damage to our Christian disposition or state of mind. Take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, which says, "For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously." Our state of mind is powerful in its effects. It can be the enemy that penetrates right into our soul and distracts our mind from God. There are certain attitudes we should never dare to indulge. If we do, we will find they have distracted us from faith in God. Until we get back into a quiet mood before him, our faith is of no value, and our confidence in the flesh and in human ingenuity is what rules our lives. Beware of the cares of this world. Mark 4:19. They are the very things that produce the wrong attitudes in our soul. It is incredible what enormous power there is in simple things to distract our attention away from God. Refuse to be swamped by the cares of this world. Another thing that distracts us is our passion for vindication. St. Augustine prayed, "O Lord, deliver me from this lust of always vindicating myself." Such a need for constant vindication destroys our soul's faith in God. Don't say, "I must explain myself," or "I must get people to understand." Our Lord never explained anything. He left the misunderstandings or misconceptions of others to correct themselves. When we discern that other people are not growing spiritually and allow that discernment to turn to criticism, we block. From My Utmost for His Highest, updated edition by Oswald Chambers. A Holy Condition, Oswald Chambers on Peace. People are tired of the preaching about a future heaven, and they have gone to the other extreme and deal only with what is called the practical. Consequently, they rob themselves of the unfathomable joy of knowing that everything that God has said will come to pass. The redemption covers more than men and women. It covers the whole earth. Everything that has been marred by sin and the devil has been completely redeemed by Jesus Christ. At present, that is absolutely inconceivable to us. The world represents the societies of men on God's earth, and they do as they like. The earth remains God's. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek bide God's time. And finally, meditate on these things. Revelation 18, verses 4 to 8, New Living Translation. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, "Come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brewed twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, 'I am queen on my throne. I am no helpless widow, and I have no reason to mourn.' Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day: death and mourning and famine. She will be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord God who judges her is mighty."